Blog Talk Radio.
It's not a catchphrase. It is a way of life. You guys know, and everybody else knows, that one man can make a difference.
Dude, are you kidding me? March for Death is probably the greatest Steven Seagal movie ever. He's not only, in the very end, in the final fight, not only does he gouge a guy's eyes out, he throws them through a wall, breaks his back, and then throws him down an elevator shaft. Greatest death scene ever.
Entertainment Radio. I'm Don Warren, here with Justin Clayton and Robert Knight.
How are you doing, Don? How are you doing, Robert?
I'm always fantastic this time of night. Come on.
Yeah. Well, Moose Knuckle Entertainment, we're here. We're going to be talking about everything pop culture, everything you fans like to hear about. We're going to talk about entertainment. We're going to talk about music, videos, video games, and anything that's popular.
And I'm sure there's going to be plenty of dead air.
Just like that. So let me introduce myself. Like I said, my name's Don Warren. Myself, Justin Clayton, Robert Knight, we're all owners of Moose Knuckle Entertainment. Right now, we just started up the business and we're focused on, we want to make movies. We have a big part in this movie, Patient 23, which we'll talk about a little bit later. And, we're just here to entertain people.
Now, Don, tell the fans out there your repertoire, your resume, if you will.
My resume? Wow.
Your CV or CR, whatever it is. I don't know. I'm not English.
You don't. Oh, Jesus.
Did you say CO?
No one has a CO, Robert.
Apparently not.
No, I do web design. I own a web design company called Wildwood Web Design. Check it out. www.wildwoodwebdesign.com. Cheap plug. I do a lot of graphic video editing. I'm, currently going to school, to learn more about web design. So as far as it goes for me, Justin Clayton, what do you know about entertainment? What's your deal?
I once saw a Nicolas Cage movie and realized that's not entertainment. I then went on to try and make my own movies, and I failed a lot until I met Robert Knight and Don Warren, and they taught me the ways of making movies.
What about you, Robert?
I'm currently the host of Hoff Talk, which, for those of you that don't know, it is David Hasselhoff's official podcast. So anything and everything David Hasselhoff related, I handle that on the podcast. I've also been in the wrestling business for 13 years, so that's kind of how I got my foot in the door with entertainment. But I have branched out and way beyond. I've made videos in my car that have been seen all over the world and almost got me kicked off YouTube and thrown in jail. And I'm sure we'll get into that as time goes on.
Well, what was the turnaround on that when the YouTube sent you a letter? How long did it take them?
It was, I guess, about 3 months after I started doing the fan mail with Robert Knight, which is some of the most honest, open, and entertaining segments you can possibly find on YouTube. Unfortunately, I had to take a lot of them down because, like I said, I received a letter from not only YouTube but from NBC. And it's kind of a cease and desist letter. So I think they just didn't want to pay me, the money I deserve for doing those segments.
Now, Robert, is the rumors true? Did you really get a death threat?
I've gotten quite a few of them. I mean, that's what my honesty gets me nowadays. The letters all seem to come back postmarked Paulsboro, New Jersey, but the police can't seem to pinpoint exactly where they're coming from.
Now, speaking of honesty, Robert, I hear you're an honest guy, and you're honestly friends with few connected people in Hollywood, and you got something a little early this year.
Actually, I did.
You got it today.
I did. Christmas came a little early in the Knight household as I received an advanced copy of Dancing Ninja, the long-awaited movie starring David Hasselhoff. The movie's fantastic. He plays a guy by the name of Ansel LaDouche, who's one of the greatest villains in the history of film, and I highly recommend this when it comes out. You'll want to check it out on Amazon.com.
Was that last name LaDouche?
LaDouche.
That's an interesting last name. I might name my kid that. Okay, Justin.
No, I was just going to say, Don, you're impotent, so.
Oh, well, yeah, maybe I won't have kids. Like I said, we're going to be talking about pop culture here and things that are going on, and I think one of the first things we should delve into is, something that happened today, something that's affecting all of Americans, that our U.S. government just shut down, went out of business today. It just said, we're not going to work anymore.
What's up with that?
I think it's crazy. I watch one of my favorite shows, HBO show called Newsroom. And I don't know if anybody watches it. Robert, do you watch the show?
No, I remember News Radio, though, from years ago.
The main character, Jeff Daniels, plays this, this host of an MSNBC talk show or whatever. And he's a registered Republican. And, during one of the segments, he basically rags on Republicans. He calls them out on a lot of their BS. And, they said, why do you say you're a Republican, but you rag on Republicans? Why do you do that? And he said, basically, really simple. Today, in order to be considered a Republican, you kind of have to be ignorant. You have to almost, hate minorities. You have to, hate abortion. You have to, want to tote guns everywhere. And I think, basically that statement kind of sums up a lot of stuff that's going on right now, especially with the government shutting down. It's not more of a problem with the government. It's just two sides, Republicans, Democrats, being so stubborn that it's making all of us suffer.
Question though, Robert, and for Don, if he could answer this, if Michael Knight was in charge of the situation, what would he do?
I'd be real simple. I mean, what he would do is just get Kit ready in super pursuit mode and just drive right through the Pentagon, the House of Congress, and possibly turbo boost right through the front door of the White House and get everybody's act together. It'd be done in a matter of 48 minutes.
Of course, because you got to consider commercial breaks.
Yeah, and we're talking about mid-80s commercial breaks when one-hour show went 48 minutes, not 42.
Yeah, back when Adrian Barbeau was coming out of lakes and, water was glistening.
Right, when TV meant something.
Yeah, when it meant something.
I can't stand that commercials. Now on demand, they have commercials on your on demand that you can't fast forward through anymore.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I pay, I pay whatever I pay for my cable.
$9,000.
Really?
Yeah.
They must have discounted yours. I pay $22.
Oh.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. I can't fast forward it. I do my DVR and, that's the only time I can do it. And I did the timing once. And I'll tell you what. I think I had an hour show. You're right. Had about 24 minutes worth of commercials.
And the worst part about that is the on-demand commercials, they just keep re-looping the same commercials over and over again at every commercial break.
They don't even give me a choice. They don't give me a selection. I don't want to see the same Kleenex commercial over and over again. You can only see so many tampon commercials before you go crazy.
That's an excellent point, Don. That's an excellent point. That brings us to our next topic, the House of Representatives. Or maybe not.
You don't know anything about that.
No, I know nothing about politics. What I do know about is video games and nerd stuff. That's why they brought me on the show. They said, we need a nerd, so we're bringing you on.
All right. So speaking of nerds, what are you nerding out about? What's your nerd thing this week?
The same obsession I've been having since February, the PlayStation 4.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Robert, you planning on getting a PlayStation 4?
I'm planning on getting a PlayStation 3 and starting there. Right now, I just have a Wii, which pretty much is only good for sports games, for Wipeout, and for Netflix right now. Besides that, I'm just in another world. So I'm going to start with the 3, I think, and then hopefully work up to a 4, maybe an Xbox, and get with the times a little more. But it's hard when you're, catching bad guys every night.
Well, the good thing about the PlayStations, though, is it's not like the Lord of the Rings where you have to see, you know, PlayStation 1, 2, and 3 to get the PlayStation 4. It's more like the Highlander movies where you can see any of them and they mean nothing to anything else, with the exception of Highlander 1, which is one of the greatest movies of all time.
Well, that makes sense. And then hopefully they don't throw back like they do with The Hobbit, so you're going from a PlayStation 4 back to like a Neo Geo system or something like that.
You know, the one thing I love about the PlayStation 4 that I've heard, it's only $399, and I've seen a little bit about it, you know, little details of what's coming and the new features. And I'll tell you what, for that system, which is really like a whole entertainment system, $399 is not bad.
No, especially not since, you know, it's built on, it's not built on the same architecture that the PlayStation 3 is built on, which is the, you know, the cell architecture. It's built on more modern, well, not modern, but more of a PC architecture. So you're going to be able to get very similar experience that you have on the PC that you have on the PlayStation 4, but you're also going to have Sony's twist to it.
Well, yeah, and I, you know, a lot of people, and we were talking about this earlier, a lot of people are so gung-ho on the graphics aspect. You know, they're expecting this thing, you know, to look super realistic, which it does. I mean, don't get me wrong, it does. But I think, you know, like you said before, is that they're going for more of that, what's the word you lose? More of a realistic, you know, makes you feel part of the game.
Yeah, they're looking for the characters to look more like Joan Rivers when that's just not going to happen.
Well, yeah. You know, they really, with this new PlayStation 4, they want, you know, the player to really feel like they're a part of it.
Oh, yeah. They're looking for immersion. Well, that's the thing. When you have that type of power, you can only go so far as graphics go.
Correct.
You know, unless you find a way to make it look like real life. But even then, that's, you're talking powerful machines. But you get something, you can only get the graphics as far as you can go, but you have extra memory, you have extra power to go as far as, you know, oh, we're going to throw in audio for when a guy steps on a branch in the woods, because we actually created a twig in the woods instead of just having random objects matted down. When he steps on that one twig, that twig cracks, so you actually feel immersed within that world.
You know, they were talking about the one, the game, the infamous,
Second Son.
You know, and they were talking about that where they're going to have, you know, there's raindrops that hit leaves that are going to sound different depending on where you are and depending the time of day and the time of night. And that's amazing to me, coming from, you know, back, if you want to take it all the way back to Atari, you know, just Pong, you know, it was two things going back and forth and that was it. You know, to come to where we're at today and have, you know, these games that, you know, people, I mean, the budgets on games alone are insane, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
you're talking bigger than Hollywood.
Yeah, some games have bigger than movie budgets, which is just, it boggles my mind.
You know, Grand Theft Auto 5, 3 days, made $1 billion.
And that's,
like,
that's insane.
It's cool, too, that I think, like you said about the movie budgets, is you're actually starting to see more and more movie stars with parts and movie roles. I know not just with, you know, Mark Hamill with the Batman movies, but I forget who it was that I saw a commercial for. It actually looks like a movie in the commercial, and it was like, two lead Hollywood stars that are doing voices in the game, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I first realized the movie stars was back. I think it was Grand Theft Auto. It was Ray Liotta was one of the voices a couple years ago. And that was amazing to me because, I figured that video games, you know, that's something that movie stars would never want to be a part of. And now you see these video games coming out and they actually, like, you know, share their casts, you know, with everybody, and you have these famous stars. I know Sam Jackson's done a few.
Well, yeah, I believe the one Robert's talking about is Beyond Two Souls. It's a Sony PlayStation 3 exclusive game, and it stars in it Ellen Page.
Okay, from Juno.
Yeah, and Willem Dafoe from
Willem Dafoe. Yeah,
every single great movie made ever starring Willem Dafoe. You know, in my opinion, one of the greatest actors of all time.
Oh, he is hands down.
But
I'm thinking they could probably get Harvey Keitel pretty cheap too for one of those games coming out.
That's what I hear. I hear he likes doing a lot of you know, smaller projects.
Hey, if you're getting Harvey Keitel, you better get Dennis Farina. Did he die or is he still alive?
I think he died recently.
Yeah, because he was doing the Comcast commercial. Yeah, he did die recently. That's right. Well, never mind. But I would want him if he was alive.
Yeah. So we're having zombie Dennis Farina. We're having Harvey Keitel. So are we making our our favorite video game here, starring Hollywood people.
Well, I mean, you know, if
because I'll tell you what, if that's happening, I'm going to Nepal and I'm getting Tupac, Biggie Smalls, and Kurt Cobain. I don't care.
Oh, you're on that boat. You think they're all alive?
Of course they are.
No, are you talking about the real Tupac or hologram Tupac?
Oh, I'm definitely talking about the real one.
Well, okay, because hologram Tupac wasn't as good of an actor.
Well, Tupac, I mean, you know, Tupac was robbed. I mean, he should have won an Oscar for all of his movies he was in. I don't get it. You know what I mean? He was robbed.
Have you seen Gridlock with, I believe it was Gridlock, with Woody Harrelson and some white guy. And
Tupac.
Yeah, that's it.
No, I haven't.
I don't know about that one. The only Gridlock I know stars David Hasselhoff and Kathy Ireland.
Of course it does. David Hasselhoff. There's another man. Where's his Oscars?
Where's David Hasselhoff's video game?
He was actually in one. There was a game for PS3 called Pain, where you kind of just kick his ass for 2.5 hours. And he does voice himself in the game.
I saw his stellar performance.
So that's why he wants a PlayStation 3. Sorry to step over.
No, that is. I saw his stellar performance, and I believe it was Piranhas 2?
Piranha 3 Double D.
Yeah. Did he get his head chopped off in that movie?
No, he's actually one of the only survivors in the movie. That's a spoiler alert there, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, if you haven't seen it by now...
Yeah, you know. I mean, you know, I mean, when it comes on this Halloween...
Yeah. Well, there's a question for you. Like you said, if you were making a video game and your game was awesome and you could have any one actor in Hollywood as the lead, or actress if you want to do a female lead, who would it be?
That's a good one. Let me think about this. Let me open it up to Rob and why.
Okay.
I'm excited about this Rambo game that I've been hearing. I signed up for the alerts online, and I've been hearing about it for a year and a half that it's coming soon. And every once in a while will show you clips. And I know Stallone's voice is in the game, but I think it's just movie clips. I don't think that, you know, he went in the studio and actually recorded some vocals, but I think he's definitely one, especially for a game like Rambo, that you want to have his, you know, his actual vocals in the game.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, you know, and especially, I mean, you know, like you said, you did play Rambo, and that'd be good. Plus Stallone, I mean, that appeals to the 18 to 34 demographic right off the bat.
Right.
Every young guy, you know, does Stallone. I mean, him and Schwarzenegger are coming out with a new movie where they break out of prison, which I'm going to see just because it's Schwarzenegger and Stallone.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course.
There's no point.
Everyone's always wanted to watch the Contra movie.
Yeah. You know, and we got a tease of them in The Expendables. You know what I mean? But it wasn't like a real thing. They didn't really come together. So this, you know, that's going to be really interesting. But mine would be, and I'm going with my man crush here because I think he's so versatile. And I think, you know, he can play many parts. I'm going to say Ryan Reynolds. I'm going to say he's done the action stuff. You saw him in Green Lantern or was it Hornet?
Lantern.
Yeah. And then whichever the superhero one. Well, not the one with Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
And then Lantern. You saw him in, like, the Amityville one, and you saw him as Deadpool.
You saw him as a Deadpool.
Well, as a Deadpool.
Was the Amityville horror movie with the one where he kills the dog out in the barn?
Yeah, the one where Don can't stop talking about his abs.
You know, no, actually, I would say that would be Van Wilder.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That would be, the ab one would be Van Wilder.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, clearly.
Clearly. But that would be my movie star, you know.
I mean, it's so hard because there's been so many good actors in games. Ray Liotta was in Vice City. Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites, Willem Dafoe, is in, he's in Beyond Two Souls. Another one of my favorites, Christopher Walken. He was in, not Watch Dogs. There's a Grand Theft Auto ripoff game that he was in.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, if I had to pick one and it was done right, I would probably have to say Willem Dafoe, which brings me back to why I'm so excited about Beyond Two Souls.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it comes out around the same time. You know, it comes out, I think, in a couple of weeks, and I'm trying to save money for the PlayStation 4. Because
you're poor.
Yes. So I don't know whether or not I'll be able to afford to pick it up, or I'll have to wait, and hopefully it comes out on PlayStation Plus one day.
Well, that's what I said, GameFly, man. That's your answer.
Yeah.
You know, what's it, $5-$7 a month? You can't beat that.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, yeah. That's where our fans come into play also. I mean, because the free entertainment that we're putting forth here, if anybody wants to send that game to Justin when the game comes out,
absolutely.
You guys can always do that too. You can hit us up on Twitter.
Especially if we have fans out in England, because I hear there's it's region free, and our producer tells us that there is someone from England on the line.
Oh wow! Okay, finally got phones out there.
Moose Knuckle worldwide.
Moose Knuckle worldwide. So where's our hello? We have a caller. Yeah.
Hello, caller.
That would be me, ladies and gentlemen, the great Harry Barnett.
Our good friend Harry Barnett, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, buddy. How are you and Rob doing? I mean, you sound like you got a screechy noise in the background there. That's just Don Warren. Warren.
That screechy noise, that's the voice of reason. The only, the biggest brain in the room, it's Don Warren. And you know the only reason you called was to talk to me, which I don't blame you, because if I were you, I'd want to talk to me too.
The voice of an ego, definitely.
Ego.
Listen, this is how you start off a show with class right here. This is a first guest for everybody to remember.
Listen, if the people that are listening to the show, and in the future, the people that do eventually go back to the archives and start listening to the show, remember this is a monumentous day. Not only is it our first show, but the great Harry Barnett called in, the host of What's Wrong with Wrestling.
Yes.
And just a fine human being.
Oh, you're going to make me blush at this early hour of the morning.
What time is it over there?
It's nearly 3 a.m.
Wow, you stay up till 3 a.m. to talk to us? Well, I'll tell you what, I do appreciate that, brother.
Absolutely.
No, I stayed up to 3 a.m. to talk to Rob and Justin Dunne. No, I'm kidding.
I got to take my compliments wherever I can get them. So you stayed up to talk to me, and I'm happy with that. So, Are you a video game fan?
I've been on GTA all night, my man.
Are you excited about the PS4?
Absolutely. I much like Justin, I bought mine in advance.
Ready? Segway, crossover plug, Harry and I are actually hosting an episode of his show called What's Right with the PlayStation 4, where after Harry gets his PlayStation 4 on November 29th, I get mine on November 15th. We're going to review the PlayStation 4 and what our observations are up until that point.
Right on. Make sure everybody tunes in to hear that. When's you have a date scheduled yet?
Harry talks about that. Strict contract negotiations. My people are speaking with Dean. Harry's people are speaking with Dean. You know, we're trying to get everything done.
Yeah, transfer dollars to euros.
Yeah.
That's the big basis of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that would be the Dean of Production, of course.
The Dean of Production. So what are you most looking forward to on the PlayStation 4, Harry?
Oh, that's a good one. I'd say Lego Marvel Superheroes, man. I'm a big Marvel guy and a big Lego guy, so, you know, getting to play as all the X-Men and all them, you know, it's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. It's funny, being a big Marvel guy, we got a Thor coming out soon.
Yeah.
You know, the new Thor. Are you excited? Are you ready to see that?
I've never really been into Thor. I've always been more of a Spider-Man or an X-Men guy, really.
I'm with you on that. I got into Thor recently because I did see the movies. I liked the movies. Before that, I was... more of a, you know, like you, X-Men. I love The Incredible Hulk. But, you know, now I have gotten to Thor. And I'll tell you what, the first movie, was pretty good. And then they had The Avengers, which I was a fan of. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the second one. I will go see it. And, hopefully it turns out to be good.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, the first Avengers was actually pretty good.
I just saw the preview for the second one today. Which is, I think, is going to be released in the summer of 2015, which I hate when they show me previews two years early, because now I have to wait, and then I'm going to be chomping at the bit because I can't wait to see the next movie.
I mean, and before then, we got X-Men Days of Future Past next summer to wait for.
I know. I just recently saw the Wolverine movie, which I liked, the one that just came out. I liked that. It was done really well, and... You know, I'd like the whole Wolverine series they went with. You know, and I don't think they could have picked a better guy to play him than Hugh Jackman.
Because of his
abs, absolutely.
Right?
I mean, the redemption thing was cool.
Yeah, it was, you know. So, Justin, Robert, do you guys got any questions for Harry?
Harry, since you don't know what it's like, how do you feel as an outsider looking in on this poor situation that we're in, where our country has decided to shut down?
It's a tough call, really. I mean,
Harry, it's okay.
It's a situation where you need a hero. And
yes.
Does anyone know a hero around here?
I know of two.
I'm busy. I can't do anything. I'm sorry, Justin. I don't know of any other heroes. There might be another one I can think of.
Oh, there's only one hero around here. Come on.
Well, there's only one man that can make a difference. I'll tell you that much.
Speaking of making a difference, how do you guys feel about Jugs?
I feel that they're great to hold, great to, you know, put things in, great to look at.
You know, ever since I've been a child, for some reason, I just had this fascination with Jugs. You know, I mean, the way they look, you know, their shape, you know, the way the texture, the feel of Jugs in your hand is unlike anything in the world. I mean, Jugs, you know, Jugs are amazing. And I love they come in so many different colors. You got black Jugs, white Jugs, yellow Jugs, you know, it's just.
And they're durable too. I mean, you can knock them around. They just keep coming back for more.
They do. You know what I mean? They do. And you can fill them with things, you know what I mean? Which is great. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I mean, Jugs are amazing. Jugs are just, I don't know. What about
you? What?
You like Jugs?
Harry's not on.
Oh, Harry left?
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess he's not a fan of the Jugs, but since the three of us are, I came across an ad, and this is going to be a new segment that we do here. Well, who's calling?
It's the Jugs.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 85621.
So
that died in the water, didn't it?
That died in the water. Our first hit died in the water. And the thing was, we didn't even get a chance to explain what we were going to do either. The phone just started ringing.
So I'll tell you what. We're going to explain it again, and then we're going to call back, and this time we're going to leave a message. So okay. What we're leading up to
here
is...
No. We can't leave a message. We can't put their phone number over the internet like that.
Terrible.
No, the dean of production canceled it out the last second.
I'm going to have to have Kit get together with the dean of production and figure something out.
That's
back to the drawing board.
Back to the drawing board, exactly. So I guess back to video games.
Let's move around a bit. I heard that you worked out a deal with the production company that we have a contest this week.
Oh, yes, we actually do have a contest. So, as I was talking about in the beginning, and we've mentioned a few times, you know, our government is shut down. And usually when you have events like this in our country, and you could take any events, you could take Hurricane Sandy, you could take... Snooki having a baby, the Boston bombing, you know, everything. People pay attention for about 2-3, you know, maybe a week, whatever. And then their attention gets diverted, and they start paying attention to something else. Now, the question is, what is it going to be that takes everybody's mind off of the government shutdown and puts it somewhere else? What event is going to happen that, you know, is going to change everybody's focus? And what we're going to do is the three of us, you know, have selected an event that we believe is going to happen. And if any of our callers tonight can guess this event, they're going to win a free $25 Fandango gift card. If tonight nobody guesses the event and nobody guesses it correctly, you guys can follow us on Twitter. And Justin, what's our Twitter?
@MooseKE.
@MooseKE. Follow us on Twitter, and you have until Friday. Anybody that guesses it, if it's not guessed correctly tonight, you have until Friday to tweet us with the correct answer. And if you get it right, you'll get the free gift card. So, with that being said, you know, I know we're not going to say the one we believe is going to be, but other than what we believe is going to be, what do you guys think would happen or has to happen or could happen to take everybody's mind off of?
You mean, what do you think is going to distract the American people? What do you think people are just going to go, oh, well, this is something that I heard. This is more interesting. And they get either upset or fall in love or whatever.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, so what's that new thing? What's the hot topic? What's the hot event, the hot incident going to be that's going to take everybody's mind off this government shutdown?
Well, since we have until Friday, and Robert said Dancing Ninjas comes out next week, it's not going to be that. I think there's going to be a celebrity making a racist remark.
Okay. In the past, that has worked. Although I feel, I don't know if that's that big of news anymore. You know, you have celebrities, a lot saying racist things all the time.
Yeah, but people get so offended.
I mean, I guess.
It hurts my feelings. He said that, but it wasn't about me.
You had Paula Deen recently with her little scandal. I don't know if you remember that or she.
That was so 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know. Well, she said the N-word, and you know, it was a big thing. So I guess maybe that could. Everybody, you know, the media went on a blitz about it, and everybody went crazy about it.
But look at the bright side of things is that when Paula Deen reemerged, she lost about 40 pounds. So it was a blessing in disguise.
It was, you know, and hey, you know what? Good for her. You know what I mean? She stopped putting that all on butter on everything. And she started, you know, she started eating better. Yeah, I mean, that could be something that could happen. I mean, especially with after the Trayvon thing, you know, race has been a hot issue. So that, you know, definitely could be it. What about you, Robert? What do you think could happen or will happen?
I think that it's probably going to go on until President Obama comes out to speak and Kanye West comes up to the podium and tells him to hold on because Bill Clinton has been the greatest president this country's ever seen.
Am I allowed to change mine or no?
Yeah, I mean, you know,
because I want to go with Robert on that one.
Yeah, I mean that would be amazing. The only thing I don't think that's going to happen is because Obama is our first black president. I don't think, no, I think stars like Kanye, no matter what Obama does, there's nothing he could do for the stars to kind of veer away from it. You know, they that was like their savior. 2008 was such a big year for all that.
That's true.
So yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that could work though. I think my thing is, I think Casey Anthony is going to adopt a kid. I think that's going to turn everybody's head. I think she's going to adopt a new kid, and that's going to be the new talk of the town.
You know, it's funny we get on this hot topic. Our producer, the dean of production, has just let us know that we have someone on the line. He's calling from a 215 area code.
That's Philadelphia.
Ooh.
Yeah. The city of your brotherly love and other things.
Mm.
Heard they have a bell in that city. So we have a caller?
I'm assuming it's me.
I'm assuming it's you. Caller, why don't you introduce yourself to the world?
Well, my name is Brady, and I'm a longtime listener. I go back at least 20 minutes now when you guys were talking about jugs. Somehow that got my attention, and I've been listening ever since.
You like jugs?
That's good, Brady.
What's your favorite kind of jugs?
Well, I like any kind that you can fill with any kind of a salty drink would be incredible, you know?
Mm-hmm. What else?
What do you mean, what else?
Well, you called me.
Well, I didn't call to talk on the line. I called to listen.
Well, you could have done that on a computer.
Well, I couldn't because my computer's off.
Well... So Brady.
No, this has been. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. This has been a hell of a premiere episode, from what I've heard. I was feeling under the weather, so I wasn't feeling like doing my own show tonight. But so I definitely made a point of tuning in once Fox's New Girl was over. You know, there's nothing else going on in my life, so I had to check it out. And I have to say, you guys are doing great.
Thank you. Thank you. We try, and, you know, we've been going strong for the past we've been going strong for the past while. It's, you know, what, half hour, 4 minutes, 34 minutes of nonstop premiere day, if you will. You mentioned you have a show, caller.
I do, yeah. I actually, In the Room runs every Tuesday night from 9 to 11 on bbradyhicks.com.
Except
not this Tuesday. No, I absolutely couldn't miss this premiere. I'm actually laid out in bed. I've been sick all day. So, it was very easy to call the number and just listen to you guys and get me through this rough patch I'm going through. So,
well, Brady, I hope you don't die.
Thank you.
Quite welcome. We're going to have to put you on hold, though, because unless you have something that you wanted to say about the...
that's all good. It's all good. Have a great show.
All right. Thank you.
Well, that wasn't awkward.
Yeah.
That was Brady Hicks.
Yeah, that was the Brady Hicks.
The Brady Hicks from thebradyhicks.com.
Yeah. That was
kind of leaves us all scratching our heads after that phone call. I don't know what was going on there.
I thought his name was Bradley this whole time.
Speaking of jugs, how do you guys feel about shovels?
You know, shovels are great, especially when, you know, you need them. If you don't need a shovel, you know, it's not really that great. But, you know, in the movies, they use them for digging ditches for, you know, dead prostitutes and stuff. But
they're good for killing zombies. You can take them off clear at the neck.
Yes, you can. Also, place you can find zombies is at p23movie.com. You can check out the, some information about our zombie movie that we're working on for Patient 23. But back to shovels, you can also use them to clear out snow. Why do you ask, Robert?
I was thinking about buying 4 shovels, but then Kit brought it to my attention that someone has given away 4 shovels. And this is a great segment that we're going to have here on Moose Knuckle Entertainment Radio, and it's called Craigslist Calling. So we're going to call somebody in the confines of their own home at a nice reasonable hour at 10:07 p.m. on a Tuesday night, and we're going to ask them about these shovels.
All right.
Now, while the producer's keying up the number, what type of shovel do you think that he's going to have?
Oh, I see a picture of him, and it looks like 2 very rusted, old, beat-up shovels.
We
have 2, I don't know exactly what they are, but they're thinner, smaller shovels. So we have 4 really old shovels.
We got to find out what the owner of these shovels thinks the shovels would be best used for. What kind of digging? Like ditch digging, grave digging? You know, are we doing potted plants? Are we digging up soil?
It's got to be on the grave digging side. I mean, these are big, heavy shovels.
They've probably been used a lot.
Yeah, I would say so.
And why are you getting rid of them? That's another good question we have to find out. Why would you get rid of some perfectly good shovels?
Now, do you think these shovels could be used for, I don't know, say, making mayonnaise?
It's possible. I mean, it depends on exactly where the mayonnaise is coming from.
Here we go.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 6092.
Who would have thought nobody is up at this hour of the night on a Tuesday night?
Segment 2. Bombed.
Craigslist Calling will definitely be a weekly feature, as you can see how good it's going so far.
Absolutely. You know, I just got a little note from the producer. We have yet another caller on the line that's excited to come through.
Average comedian, Dan the Man Colachico.
Yo, what's going on, folks? You can follow me at DanLaw83. I think I'm embracing it. I'm embracing the song.
Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show.
I think I'm going to embrace it. I'm embracing that song.
You're going to embrace that song, the Livin' La Vida Loca?
Yeah, you know, I can't get rid of it, so what the hell. And the producer gets an ass kick for that one.
Do you live La Vida Loca? Is that your lifestyle?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure, whatever.
What's
if that's what you call it. If you call driving back and forth to a soul-sucking, boring, hateful, spiteful job every day, Livin' La Vida Loca, go for it.
Dan, your job's sucking pole?
No. Soul sucking.
Oh, your job is soul sucking.
I heard, by the way, I wanted to share some news with you. I heard, Comcast is interested in being one of our sponsors. So, just wanted to share that with you.
Have fun with that. you'll be on NBC Sports that in no time.
Let me just let everybody know, this is the Dan Calachico from, correct me if I'm wrong, On the Puck, In the Puck?
Obey the
What
Puck.
The Puck?
Obey
what
the Puck.
Puck.
I apologize. Which is the latest edition along with us. Their show came on yesterday. Great show, by the way. It's all about hockey. Dan is a Philadelphian area native, but it's not a Flyer show. It's a hockey show, and correct me if I'm wrong on this. It's a hockey show. They talk about the sport. They talk about, updates that's going on and just their love of the sport.
No, you're 100% correct. It's more about the sport itself, not just focusing on one team. You got a Caps fan and a Flyers fan trying to stay together for an hour without killing each other and talking about hockey, and so far, so good.
Well, that's good. I'm definitely glad to have a guy and a friend like you debuting his show the day before ours, and on Hell in a Cell Network. It's very exciting to be a part of. And how's it been for you?
I had a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun. With Hell in a Cell, listening to you guys have been a blast. By the way, I like big floppy jugs. if anybody's wondering, and all shapes.
Shut up.
Screw you, Dean. I like doing the show Wednesday and listening to you guys, and then doing the hockey podcast on Monday has been very enjoyable for me in a rather unenjoyable time. And it brings me joy in life where other things aren't, and it hopefully can only get better, to be serious for a second.
Are you bored? Do you need some entertainment?
Dan,
oh,
what's
God.
Going
on? No.
So Dan, you've been listening to us, right? You've been listening to the show so far?
Yeah, I was listening before the jugs came in. The jugs made me even happier, though.
So what we were talking about earlier, we were talking about what's going to happen to distract the American public from the shutdown of the government. What do you think?
I think there's going to be an Amanda Bynes, Miley Cyrus murder suicide.
I was gonna drop one for you, Dan. I was gonna give you an easy out and say hockey season starts tonight. They're already distracted.
Well. That I think that actually is a good point. I mean, the day the hockey starts, the government shuts down, then we all know what they're doing. They're watching hockey.
Yeah, and the same can be said for the same day GTA 5 online goes live, they decide to shut the government down.
Oh, see,
so
there you go. That's what they're doing.
Watching hockey at night.
Screw hockey. No, I mean, I listen, GTA 5 for me, that's... I'm gonna shut it off and go play.
All right, then we'll see. We'll see you, Dan. And get your plugs in.
No, listen. Well, first of all, listen to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio Wednesday nights at 9. If you're a wrestling fan, it is the best podcast out there. And every now and then you'll hear one of these goofs on there. And every Monday night at 9, Obey the Puck. Talk hockey.
All right, Dan.
Thank you. Thanks, Dan.
Hey, gentlemen, have a good show.
You too.
You too, brother.
All right. So, and I was curious about this. You know, we were talking about it earlier, and to go to a little more, like a serious topic about the government and stuff. And I'm not going to say where, but, you know, Justin, you work in the public industry. And, you know, out of curiosity, has this, have you seen any direct effects of the shutdown at all?
Only to a couple of friends of mine. A couple of friends of mine work for the federal government, and some of them are told to stay home. Some of them have to go to work without pay. So the whole thing's a mess.
I mean, I was reading an article today, and they were talking about it, where some of these retirees, you know, who get Social Security, they will get their checks, but their children who work for the government, they won't.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of these people are, I guess, they call it furloughed. Is that the term? And furloughed. And this isn't even the bad part. If we hit 3 weeks. When they don't, you know, fix the debt and fix the, I guess, you know, sign a new thing for the debt, it's going to be a lot worse. That's when things really start going downhill and there's no certainty. You know, the Treasury's already said, if it gets to that point, they're only going to pay the checks or the bills as they come in, and there's going to be a point when it cuts off, and then people aren't going to get paid anymore, which I think is amazing that in this day and age we have that issue. As opposed to people just working it out, it's you know, just been a mess from top to bottom.
A friend of mine, I had a conversation with a friend of mine. He's a worldly human being. He travels around. Well, he used to travel around when he was in the Air Force, and he told me that in Australia they have a rule where the two houses can't come together on an agreement, they're not allowed to shut down. If they can't come together on an agreement, then they lose their jobs. Mm-hmm. And you vote for new people.
That's why we put these people in office, is because, you know, we want them to lead us. And, you know, it's funny. Guess who is getting paid, though?
The congressman and the president?
Yes, they're still getting paid, which, you know, it boggles my mind. It boggles my mind that these people are getting paid. And, you know, what the whole thing is, and I don't know if a lot of people know this, the whole thing is, you know, they were going to sign the agreement, but the Republicans said, well, you have to sign it, and we're going to put a thing in there that says Obamacare has to be delayed for a year. And the president said, no, we're not going to sign that. And the Republicans said, well, we're not going to get our way. We're going to be stubborn. And the Democrats said, we're not getting our way. We're going to be stubborn. And they just didn't do it. And that's what this whole thing is. It's basically over Obamacare. That's it. And, you know, there's really nothing the Republicans can do because Obamacare has already been passed. It's been held up in the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
There's really nothing they can do, but they still are being really sour about it. And that's why we're at, you know, it's not that there's real serious problems. It's that they want their way and they can't have it. And the other group wants their way and they can't have it. And nobody's doing what's best for the people at all.
Yeah.
They don't care about that. And that's what, you know, is mind-boggling to me that this is happening. Like, and there are elected officials. They're the people we look up to, you know, so this doesn't happen. This is why common people aren't in the Congress or in the Senate or president or in the cabinet, because, you know, they think, you know, people, and I'm not trying to be mean, without education, you know, tend to think like that, think like children. And that's what's going on here. You know, people are thinking like children, and, you know, we're stuck in this situation. And, you know, and who knows? And it was the same, you know, it's been the same thing ever since Obama became president, you know, and even back when George Bush was president, it was the Democrats were fighting the Republicans, you know, and it's been that same big war. The last time I can remember it being, I guess, I'm not going to say, you know, calm, but, you know, acceptable was when Clinton was in office.
Robert's favorite president?
I did not
Robert,
have sexual
Clinton
relations
fan?
With that young intern.
Yeah, that's the last time. I remember back in the late 90s, you know, once 2000 hit, I mean, everybody had money, everybody had jobs, you know, the housing market was up, and, you know, I understand
gas
we've
was
had
69 cents a gallon.
I know. Yeah. I couldn't believe that. I left for California. I went to California in, I think it was like 2001, 2000, and I left here, and a gas was, I think, 97 cents a gallon, and I went to California. Everything's more expensive there, but it was only like $1.60 in California. And now gas prices, you know, it's not uncommon to see gas prices $4 or $5 for a tank of gas. A lot of people have to, you know, before you could fill a tank with $20, now you have to have a gas budget. And if you don't have enough money, there's certain places you can't go. It's just,
get yourself a good pair of sneakers and some bus fare.
Yeah. Yeah, not everybody can afford to drive around in a Trans Am.
Listen. Kids good on gas, what can I say?
What are you talking about? The foundation pays the gas money anyway.
You know what that reminds me of, though, is wheelchairs. And before we get out of here, we're gonna go for everybody's favorite segment, Craigslist Calling. Because if you can't afford gas for a car, why not use a wheelchair to get to where you're going?
Is it an electric wheelchair or a push?
Oh, no, this is push. You got to have some muscle.
All right.
Well, before that call gets made, can I just throw out a couple little kudos out there? A couple kudos to my friends. I want to say one to the guy that created the Moose Knuckle Entertainment logo. He's a brilliant graphic designer. If you're looking for a logo, you're looking for stuff like that, you can reach him at noxy666@aol.com, KNOXY666@aol.com. His name's John. He's a brilliant designer, a great guy, and if you're looking for that type of thing, then definitely hit him up. And another guy that all three of us know, and at times, Robert has hated him. At times, Don's hated him and wanted to set his house on fire and whatnot. But I think he's a good guy. His name's Anthony. He does movie posters.
He does all kinds of posters, really.
Yeah.
Promotional posters, yes. Anything.
He's a brilliant artist with Photoshop and whatnot. And he's T-Funk Designs. You can look him up on Facebook. You can hit him up on, do you know his Twitter account?
Not off the top of my head. I don't have my accounts in front of me. Yeah, he's a great guy. I mean, he's done promotional work for, several local businesses out here. And, you know, the first time when I talked to him, he said, oh, I do posters. And I'm like, oh, okay, like every other friend I know that does posters. And, the work is actually really good, and I would highly recommend him to anybody that knows him. And I believe Justin is looking up his Twitter.
His Twitter account is MasterOfficialG. If you look him up, tell him we sent you. He's a great guy. He'll work with you.
Top-notch work.
Top-notch work. Just you, when you're done, if you're anything like Don, you'll want to set his house on fire.
And before we go, before we do the segment you're going to do, Robert, I just want to touch on something Justin touched on earlier is, a current Rape. Project Moose Knuckle Entertainment's working on is a movie called Patient 23. Patient 23, without giving too much away, is a movie involves, vampires and zombies and humans. And it's a heck of a story. It's a heck of a project. We've been working on this project with, Anthony Gutierrez was the director, and Damian Vargas, who's a close friend of ours, and Ron Fulmer, another close friend of ours.
Damian's wife, Veronica Vargas.
Veronica Vargas. I've all been working on this project, and it's something really special, really near and dear to our hearts. And if you guys want to check it out, check it out. Go to p23movie.com. You can check it out. You can check out a little bit about the cast, the bios. You can actually see, the trailer we have up there. There's links to the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's something that, we really believe in. And, we want you guys to come out and support us and support this movie, too, because we've had a huge hand in trying to make this a really, really unique and really special.
And I believe that website was created by Wildwood Web Designs. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that was true.
That amazing website, that top-notch website, was created by the one and the only Wildwood Web Design. Check it out at wildwoodwebdesign.com. So go ahead. If you want to do,
let's try this one more time.
Craigslist caller thing segment.
I mean, it's almost funnier when they don't pick up now. This has become the staple of our show.
Hello.
Yeah, my Aunt Connie is in need of a wheelchair, and I saw one on Craigslist there.
Yes, I still have it for sale.
Okay. And that was about $100?
Yes, it was $100, yes.
Okay. And is this, I guess I would have to come pick it up there. It says you're located in Browns Mills?
Yes.
All right.
Let me give you my address. You can guess it in.
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay, 30. You got a pen?
Hang on 1 second. Okay.
It's 3622 Weymouth, Weymouth,
okay.
The road, Browns Mills, New Jersey,
all right.
0015.
Okay, and is there any time that's going to be good for you? I'm coming from the Paulsboro area.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be home all day tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I appreciate it. My name's Dan, and I guess I'll see you sometime tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. Give me a call when you're on your way so I know you're coming.
All right. Thanks a lot, Chief. My Aunt Connie will be happy.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Aunt Connie's going to be so happy.
I just made Aunt Connie's night. She's going to, she doesn't have to buy gas anymore. It's $100, and the guy gave his address to everybody all over the world.
I was going to ask. I wanted to ask the guy how used is this wheelchair? You know, why is he getting rid of it? Did the person suddenly start walking again? Did they get healed by Jesus? They could start walking?
I'm looking at a picture of it, and it says it's $575 brand new. And he's selling it for $100, so I'm assuming that this thing's probably about as beat up as the shovels that we were trying to buy earlier on.
Out of curiosity, are the shovels and the wheelchair from the same guy? Because maybe he buried the person that was in the wheelchair, and then now it just has shovels and a wheelchair. He wants to get rid of the evidence.
You know, that's quite possible. I'm looking at it. It looks like the same kind of concrete that the wheelchair and the shovels are on. But there's going to be more Craigslist calling next week, and we'll let you know how that wheelchair looks when we pick it up tomorrow.
And actually, it's in 2 weeks is our next show.
Yes.
I know it could be every week, and, you know, just one of those things, probably in due time it will. But as we were talking about next week, we're actually going to delve into a little bit more about the PlayStation 4, you know, the features, some of the games that are coming out. We want to take some callers, and I think we're going to do a special giveaway, a gift giveaway that's geared towards gamers. So, you know, if you're a gamer, you know, and you have something to say, or you want to hear about the PlayStation, maybe you don't know enough about it, you want to know more, make sure you tune in next week, you know, so we can go over it and talk about it. And like Justin said, after the PlayStation comes out, him and the great Harry Barnett are going to have a little review of the PlayStation, which I assume will probably be sometime in December.
I just want to say, everybody, it's been great first show. We're going to have to sign off now. So we will see you soon. Hit us up. I am Awesome82 on Twitter, AWSOM82. Hit up Moose KE.
You can hit me up. I'm at Donnie Warren, D-O-N-N-I-E, Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N, on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook, Don Warren. I want to thank everybody for coming in.
Robert?
Absolutely. I want to thank everybody as well for tuning in. You can follow me at RobertKnight_ on Twitter, as well as at Hoff Talk if you're interested in the David Hasselhoff podcast that I'm also hosting. And things are only going to be getting bigger and better from here, we promise.
That we do.
And if we can get played on out from here, Dino Machino?
Joe Egan and Jerry Rafferty were a duo known as Stealing.
Say hi to your mom for us.
When they recorded this Dylan-esque pop bubblegum favorite from April of 1974. That reached up to number 5 as K-Billy Super Sounds of the 70s continues.